USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Two Atlanta police officers involved in the fatal shooting of Rayshard Brooks during a 2020 encounter will not be charged. Rayshard fell asleep in a fast food drive-thru when police were called in. He then failed his sobriety test and resisted arrest. He took control of an officer's taser and shot it at officers when he was killed. The body found in California's Prosser Creek Reservoir, north of Lake Tahoe, has been confirmed as missing teen Kylie Rodney. The 16-year-old, who went missing after an August 5th party, drew many suspicions when many of the attendees to the party refused to cooperate with police when she was missing. The Nevada County Sheriff Coroner confirmed the body. Today is National Pluto Demoted Day. After nearly 80 years as an official planet, Pluto was downgraded to dwarf planet in 2006. USA Radio News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code EARN for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code EARN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code EARN for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
In the New York primary Tuesday, Representative Carolyn Maloney was defeated by fellow Representative Jerry Nadler in New York's 12th District Democrat primary. Hating on President Trump lands one talking head in the unemployment line.
A political commentator is out of a job after poking fun at former President Donald Trump's appearance during a live telecast, according to a Georgia news outlet. WSB-TV Atlanta cut ties with longtime analyst Bill Crane on Monday following his remarks about Trump's, quote, looming orange face, unquote, and influence in the upcoming midterm elections. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Dinosaur tracks from about 113 million years ago have been revealed at Dinosaur Valley State Park in Texas due to drought conditions that partially dried up a river. The adult Acrocanthosaurus was 15 feet tall and weighed roughly 7 tons. USA Radio News.
Technology lets you access a personal trainer from home, like on this exercise mirror.
Less talking, more squatting.
But to keep your hybrid workforce in shape, you need more than technology.
And kick. And jump.
You need PCs powered by Intel vPro, custom configured by CDW. Hardware-based security and remote management make it easy to protect and monitor PCs from anywhere.
Wait, don't turn me off.
Intel vPro makes secure remote management possible. CDW makes it powerful. Learn more at cdw.com/intelclient.
The Indian Air Force is reporting the government fired three officers for accidentally firing a missile into Pakistan in March. Military experts have in the past warned of the risk of accidents by the nuclear powers. India and Pakistan have fought three wars and engaged in numerous smaller armed clashes, usually over the disputed territory of Kashmir. As the FBI and the Department of Justice are attempting to shield themselves from accusations of becoming weaponized to attack their political opponents, more White House paperwork has been discovered that reveals President Biden's team was fully involved with the FBI raid at President Trump's Florida home. Alina Hava, Trump's attorney on Fox News, reveals Biden's misinformation.
Again, like you said, misinformation. They said they didn't know, but counsel to the president said that he deferred to Ms. Wall and that she could then decide to just remove the privilege that every president prior has had. As to what happened in between June and August, well, we know what happened. This was an event that was prime right before election. It is prime because he's way ahead in the polls. And the Wall Street Journal's headline today stated it perfectly clearly. This was an improper search. It was not done correctly. There was no need for it, and he was cooperating. There is absolutely no reason. No reason, and now we have evidence of that, that they were cooperating.
The final week of preseason games in the NFL start on Thursday and run through the weekend. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.